And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
Here we are, back again for Talk of the Town Chino Valley. I'm John Coomer. I'm the interim director of the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to have a pretty good show today. Our first guest is Jamie Goringer from Smart Girls Resale Fashion. After Jamie, we have Gary Gang from Yavapai College Equine Program and Catherine Anderson for one last visit on the show. We'll be yucking up the job and career fair one more time. So stay tuned. We have a great show today. So stay tuned on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
It's Arizona Beer Week, February 8th through the 18th. Enjoy a collaboration beer brewed by four local breweries at Prescott Brewing Company's downtown brewery. They named it Haze Gone Awry. Enjoy this session New England-style IPA at one of the four breweries who collaborated on this brew. Also, enjoy PBC's beer canned chicken platter, smoked in-house and slathered in PBC's beer-infused barbecue sauce, and a 12-ounce can of your favorite PBC packaged beer. The whole deal for only $11.99 at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more, or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
And welcome back, as we're talking to our first guest today, is Jamie Goringer from Smart Girls Resale Fashion. She's the founder and owner of Smart Girls and wants folks to know about who they are and what they do. But before we get started, they were one of our sponsors last week for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Women in Business Networking Breakfast. And what a great event that was. Thank you so much for coming out last week. And a lot of women, including myself, yeah. Now know what you are.
Side, right?
Now I know what you are all about, but I doubt that you have my size anyhow.
We did have men's. We did give men's a try at one point in time, but men are not relational shoppers. So they want to hunt, kill, go home, and that's it. they do not shop like we do. Plus, they're more willing to wear the same things, and they're not lured
in. Right.
Unless they're like, you know, this younger hipster generation, they're more concerned about what they're wearing. But you're good with the golf shirt and Dockers, right?
Yeah, there you go. I'm fine with that. I always have been, always will be. But that has a little bit to do with why you started Smart Girls. And so why don't you just talk to us a little bit? I know you're trying to expand the business this year. Last year you built a whole bunch of new internal organization, and this year you're trying to get the word out about who you are. So I'm just going to turn it over to you and let you fill us in.
Well, we started in the bottom of the crash December 8th of 2008, at the bottom of the crash. And God has just blessed us to where we've been able to stay in business. But there reaches a point where I don't know that we'll ever saturate our market because our area, we're growing so fast here, which is wonderful. But it's not everybody knows about us. And we're still, after 9 years, seeing people, I didn't know you were here. How long have you been here? So it's what my job this year as the owner and the face of Smart Girls and the heart of Smart Girls is to be out in the public, with the different chambers, out at the different events, talking about Smart Girls and just introducing myself so they know who we are and what we're about. But we started my daughter and I wanted to do something together. So we started a consignment store on a wing and a prayer with no idea of what we were going to do. No business plan, no nothing. We were just opened a store in a month.
Well, you know, that's what you're about. What, you know, if you were shopping at Smart Girls, what type of items would a woman be able to find?
Well,
or a guy.
That is a great question. Well, you know what? We have gift certificates for husbands.
Oh.
That's the thing for husbands is gift certificates or for them to bring their wife shopping and then just walk with them or just let them shop. That's a big gift also. That's what's good for husbands. Valentine's Day is coming. Gift certificate time. But we carry women's sizes 00 to 3X. We have everything from shoes and purses, necklaces, scarves, hats, everything that a woman would wear externally. And we are actually launching our first retail line within the next week or so.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then price points?
You know, I think the average item is between $12 and $15. I'll be honest, I'm just going to be really honest, with minimum wage hike happening twice in the past just very short time, everybody's had to raise their prices. Yeah. Restaurants have, and unfortunately I've had to. So I would say between $12 and $15, but that's not on a $5 item. Those are things like on those with things like stuff, things, maybe stuff that comes from Kohl's or some of the better labels, maybe like a department store, like Dillard's items would be $12 to $15.
Right, right. Well, that's not bad.
Well, and we have Chico's, and that's typically in the higher teens and 20s. Mm-hmm. Chico's is our number one brand, which you don't know anything about necessarily unless your wife wears it. But
I've seen them. I've seen their stores.
Okay.
I've never walked in.
I can't say as I blame you. For a guy, that would not be any fun for a guy to go into a store like that. So anyways, that's what you'll find with us. We are not upscale in the labels that we carry. We're upscales in who we are and what we represent and the quality of the store.
Nice. And good quality merchandise.
It is.
It's not worn out or anything.
We are not thrift. No. Our standard is pretty high because we want our shoppers to have a great experience and we want our consignors to make money.
So when you were at the Women in Business breakfast last week.
That was so much fun.
Oh, wasn't it? That was a great time, and Alexa Scholl was a marvelous speaker. What a great young lady.
She will run the country.
No doubt. You told us about a special event that you do every Friday. It caught my attention because of the name of it until I heard what it was.
We do. It's Wear Red on Fridays, and the red is Remember Everyone Deployed. And that is so very, very important. We are not a hub for military, but we have so many military families, or whether they're a grandparent or whatever, a mom, dad, or cousin, and they are deployed troops don't get a day off necessarily. They don't get to prep for Friday. Hey, whistle blows, we're done for the weekend. They don't get that. So we do that in honor of them. And it's not wearing red on Friday does not mean you get wear red earrings. That's not what it is. It's wear a red shirt, and it's not about just wearing red. It's why are you wearing red on Fridays?
Exactly.
And that's so important. One of my staff is a vet from the military. Vet from the Navy. Her husband is an Army, and he had three tours. And she was in a Chinese linguist, believe it or not. So in honor of them, we've done this and made it very, very important.
Nice, nice. You know, and that wasn't the event I was thinking of, but I've always tried to wear red on Fridays. I'm a veteran myself.
Thank you for your
However,
service.
However, I was never deployed into a hot area, so I'm equally thankful for what everybody else does.
Right.
But the event I was thinking about was your happy hour.
Oh, 3 to 5 every Friday afternoon. It is happy hour somewhere, and it is happy hour at Smart Girls. They get $5 off of a $25 purchase every Friday from 3 to 5.
3 to 5 p.m. And what a great way to get people together at the end of the work week and
absolutely,
and have some ganga deals as well.
Oh, wow. That's a great way to shop. It's a great way to do your closet, but also for gifts, because it's expensive to go pay retail. If you buy it at Smart Girls, you're going to get a heck of a lot more for $25.
So do you have, so we've talked about your Friday happy hour. Do you have other regular discounts or sales?
We do. On the second and fourth Saturdays of the month, we have $3 sales.
Wow.
And it is the treasures that people have missed. It's the stuff, and we frequently are like, where was that?
Uh-huh.
We process it. We see it, and we didn't even know it was there. So it is not the leftovers. It is the treasures and the good stuff. Because you'll get Chico's jeans that are $30 that are at Smart Girls, are $120 retail for $3. So that is, it's pretty spectacular. Second and fourth Saturday.
Second and fourth Saturday. Let's see, what Saturday is it this week? Oh, it's the third, isn't it?
No, it's the second.
No,
it is the second. It is $3 Saturday.
It's coming up this week. So, keep that in mind. And you have a retail location in Prescott Valley. So
we do.
Where is that?
We are at 6616 East 2nd Street. We are on the south side of Highway 69 between Prescott East Highway and Glassford Hill Road.
And then the happy hour and the second and fourth Saturday $3 specials, are those only in the store, or is that also online? Because you have an online presence as well.
It's only in the store. We do have they can make purchases because they have to be in the store for it. Yeah.
Okay, got it. And you have a presence on Facebook and Instagram.
We do. We are. That's another one of those expanding out my market social media wise. That's a big thing. Getting more followers that way, so they can make purchases on Instagram and Facebook.
And your business hours are
10 to 5 Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday.
And we take consignments every day that we're open, all hours.
So we have a couple of minutes left. And
okay.
Why don't we just talk about a couple of fun things? My understanding is that you have some interesting community activities you participate in.
We do. We do. I am a part of the Roundtable of Women in Business. It's a group of women business owners. And this is our third year to do the Deserving Woman makeover. And this year, we are actually taking nominations now. You can go to DeservingWomanDay.com and nominate the woman of your choice. That is somebody that is just a heart servant that doesn't want any recognition for it. She wants to hide behind, to just servant, doesn't want anybody to know. We want to acknowledge her and recognize her.
And a resident of anywhere in the Quad Cities?
Yes, Quad City area. Because it's hard for us would be hard for us to go to Phoenix and get and do something
anybody
like that.
Anybody in the Quad Cities,
yes.
And it's a pure nomination. And what was that website again?
DeservingWomanDay.com.
DeservingWomanDay, like D-A-Y.
Yeah, woman.
.com.
Yeah.
WomanDay.com.
Yeah.
DeservingWomanDay.com.
Yes.
Okay, about 1 minute left. Tell us a little bit about Hope Still Floats.
Well, Hope Still Floats is the only fundraiser for the Yavapai Family Advocacy Center. That is our premier charity that we work with, and the Advocacy Center is the first point of contact for victims when they're removed from home or when a rape investigation is done. We're the fundraiser to help provide the incidentals for them. So 8-18-18 is our Hope Still Floats fundraiser this year.
Well, keep your eyes open on what's the website for that?
you know, we don't have a website, but they can reach me at smartgirls@772-1227.
Perfect. Well, I think that that's about all the time we have.
We are out. That went fast.
We went through it real quickly. I'm glad we had you. And we're not trying to gas to fill time. So, but we'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to hear a word from some of our sponsors, and we'll be back for more of KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley in just a couple of minutes.
We've done it again, Arizona. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted number one casino in the state for 19 years in a row. To celebrate, we're giving away cash and free play. For 10 days starting February 15th, each day you'll get $19 in free play after earning 190 points. On Sunday, February 25th, we're giving away $1,900 cash every hour from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And at 9 p.m., one lucky guest will win $19,000 cash. Thanks for making Cliff Castle Casino number one and the perfect place to play. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
This is Tom Dolan of Foothills Bank, and we want to thank Prescott Valley for the warm welcome to the community. Our new branch, which recently opened on Glassford Hill Road, has been embraced by our existing and new customers who are taking advantage of our totally free personal and business checking. Please come by and see what everyone is talking about. You'll be glad you did. We're located on Glassford Hill Road next to Starbucks. For more information, visit us at foothillsbank.com. Foothills Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Love. It's a beautiful thing, like the lovely Valentine's Day special menu at Auggie's. Chef Joel has lovingly created a four-course dinner with choices at each level from appetizer to dessert. Four courses, $40 per person. Don't forget reservations. Call Auggie's at 777-0330. Auggie's Valentine's Day dinner in place of the regular menu, one night only. Auggie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69 with your Valentine.
The Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, is on its way to Prescott Valley. Join us Saturday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Prescott Valley Events Center, 3201 North Main Street. Rain or shine, the indoor event center will be your one-stop location to learn all about health and wellness in the Quad Cities. This year, we've added an important community service, and we need your help. Support local area food banks by bringing canned meats, beans, or canned low-sodium vegetables, nut butters, dried fruits, flaked potatoes, brown or wild rice, or whole grain pasta. Or you can support Prescott area shelter services by bringing much-needed items such as toilet paper, paper towels, coffee, laundry or dish detergent, or cleaning supplies. Bring the whole family to the Celebrate Life Health Expo. Learn about health and wellness while serving our neighbors in need. Saturday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Prescott Valley Event Center.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
So I don't need to introduce myself every time, it sounds like. So I'll introduce our next guest today, who's Gary Gang from the Yavapai College Equestrian Program, Equine Program. You know, I found it in chatting with Gary earlier. I find it amazing we hadn't run into each other before. He's been with Yavapai College. He moved to the area in 1997, which is the same year I moved to Chino Valley. Worked for Yavapai College since 1999, and I worked for the college between 97 and 2001 as the Advancement Director, Marketing, Public Relations, all that stuff. You know, he remembers the bond election in 2000.
Oh, absolutely, John. Thank you for having me on, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, so there's all sorts of neat things that he's gone through with the college and in our community, and it's our pleasure to have you on.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, so, you know, he's going to tell us a little bit about the equine program, you know, in Chino Valley. Why are there horses in Chino Valley?
Gee, because there's almost as many horses as people in Chino Valley.
So I'm just going to turn it over to you to give us a little primer on what the program's all about.
Well, let me tell you, we started this program in 1999, and we started it as an associate's degree program. But over time, we realized that the people that are coming and looking to learn more about horses, it's not always the individual that wants to make it a career, but it's also the person that wants to be a better steward of their horse. So we have a range of students from right out of high school to, I think my oldest student was in her late 70s, early 80s, because she liked taking classes about horses. And all ranges in between, because it's not just a career, it's a hobby, it's a lifestyle.
Right.
And so many people want to learn more and more about it. And we've tailored the program to really fit that kind of personnel with our certificate program.
So what kind of classes are in the certificate program and the general interest classes?
Well, we call it the Equine Care and Management Certificate, and we have the Introduction to Equine Science, which is a capstone class. It's an overview of the equine industry. Riding Methods 1 and 2, so Cheryl Nunez, who co-instructs that with me, and we have our beginning and intermediate riding classes at the Chino Arena, and we cover, it's as much a training class for the horse as it is for riding for the students. We have equine health and first aid. Right now, as a matter of fact, tonight, I got to leave here and go teach a class in equine nutrition. Equine behavior and psychology with Nina Fry. Equine hoof management with Bob Earl, very popular instructor. He also teaches our agri-management class, ag mechanics, professional grooming handling, training techniques. We have a really nice broad spectrum of classes for this program, for the certificate. So if you're looking to get into the business, you can go to a potential employer, a trainer, or a barn and say, hey, this is what I've learned, and it's a basis so they can take you and...
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. What do you do with a certificate in equine?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We have a couple of, well, I like to call them success stories, but there are students that have gone through our certificate program. Hannah Sanders got her certificate last year. Mm-hmm. She's now the barn manager at American Ranch, a local boarding and a facility in Williamson Valley. Anna Hanniger, another young woman that's gone through our program, started her own training business. Mirari Bishop, who got her certificate from us 4 or 5 years ago, has her own training business in the Verde Valley while she's going to Yavapai College in the nursing program.
Oh, wonderful.
So, you know, it gives you an idea of where people go with it and you know, whether you want to pursue this career or open your own facility, you have a better idea of what's involved.
And then if you're just a horse owner, you know, the certificate program may not be what you're looking for, but it sure would make you a better horse owner, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny is I get, well, I want to learn more about nutrition, and they take the nutrition class. And then it's like, well, I like that behavior. I like the idea of learning more about behavior. Before you know it, they go, well, I've already got, you know, attend the riding class and the ground skills, and, you know, can't beat that. That's a wonderful class where we get to yell at people and keep them from getting hurt. but before you know it, they're getting the certificate just because I'm this far. Why not? You know, and it's just a nice thing to have to say that you did it. And it's surprising how many students are actually falling into that where, well, I moved here and I want a horse and I want to learn how to take better care of my horse or feed it or the health and first aid class. And before you know it, it's like, well, I'll take the next one. And
does that happen pretty often? Somebody's new to the area and they moved here because there's space for horses but they don't know that much about it.
You know, we saw a lot of that early in the program because this area was an influx. And then the economic downturn happened, and that changed the demographics a little. But now I'm seeing it again because, you know, Chino Valley is becoming a really wonderful retirement community. A lot of people
Absolutely.
Are moving here. And because Chino is the most horse-friendly town in the Tri-City area, sorry, Prescott Valley and Prescott, but that's why a lot of people move here. And because the horse-keeping rules in Chino were a lot more conducive to having horses. So we're seeing more people move in and want to get either haven't had horses in years or just want to learn more.
Yeah. So. Nice. Now, but the equine program, and in your role as the equine program director, you do a lot more in the community than just the college program. You know, you're involved with the Equestrian Center.
Yeah, you know, the Chino Valley Equestrian Park. It's the Chino Valley Equestrian Association, uh-huh. which is doing the park. And it's just citizens. And I have students at the college that are part of the association of building an equestrian park for the Chino Valley. The town itself can't really build another park, but we're out there. Anybody wanting to donate, we're looking for join the equestrian park. But
we'll get back to that.
We'll do that at another time.
No, and we can let folks know how they can get involved. I'm sure there's a Facebook page or a website or something.
You said it all.
To. Yeah.
But I want to swing this back around to the college on that, because these are the kind of programs that feed students into these kind of businesses or, you know, equestrian centers like this. This is a place for them to look for jobs. It's also a place for management positions. So, you know, they're springing up all around the country. And horses are one of those great kind of recreations.
Well, absolutely. You know, and if you're in Chino Valley, it's the only community around here that greets you at the entrance to town with three horses.
Absolutely.
And I have to acknowledge I never remember their names, but...
Oh God, I know it too. You just my mind just went.
I remember some of the goofy names.
Snap, crackle, and pop.
Something like that. Yeah, but
lock, stock, and barrel. See, I knew it was coming.
Thank you. But Chino Valley is known for that, and we the chamber is also the visitor center, and I've already seen two or three requests for information because they hear it's a great place to have horses.
Awesome. And we need to hook them into the college.
Absolutely. So we've pretty much covered a lot of the agenda. I know you have more. You're not a person of few words, I think.
My students will tell you that. you know, just to reemphasize what I've already said, I think learning how to take better care of your horse is really important. And not just because I like my horse and I want to take care of him, but think of the economic savings. If I learn how to feed my horse efficiently, get the best buck out of my feed program, but also improve performance. If I'm doing performance mm-hmm. horses, I can really improve my horse's performance through good nutrition, good health care, and health management. We talk about first aid. Well, we have a lot of people that trail ride around mm-hmm. here. And knowing how to deal with accidents and injuries and what's involved, a local veterinarian comes and does a guest lecture at one of my classes. My nutrition class, Michael Olson, has offered many years mm-hmm. to allow us to come, and he gives us a tour of his feed mill and talks about the feed industry to students, not just my class, but Marnie's animal mm-hmm. industry class also. You know, when you see people in the community really interested in seeing success for our students, it just makes this all worthwhile, and that's why I love doing it so much.
The riding classes also talks about etiquette and riding safety and how you handle other users of multi-use trails and
absolutely.
All sorts of stuff like that as well. And probably teach them a little bit about some of the trails in the area.
Not as much about that, but with the riding class, we're really focused on balance, safety, good rein control. Mm-hmm. We've got people that have been taking that class for 8, 9, 10 years. It's just because it's not just a riding class. You're riding in an arena with mm-hmm. a PA system going with lots of other horses, and if you have a horse that's not used to that, mm-hmm. what a great way to get a horse ready for the show ring. It's just a wonderful class, and that runs every semester, riding one or riding two. So we pretty much have our regulars in that show up every semester.
Well, so who are some of the other people who come out and help you with the training programs? I mean, Mike Olson's been in the community. The Olsons have been here forever. We have great veterinarians who come out. You know, we're really passionate about the industry.
Absolutely. We've had several other trainers come and give guest talks. Carla Klein has offered to come in and do a talk with Western Performance Horses. Mm-hmm. And my mind just trying to remember all the people that have helped us over the years. But, you know, and also we get inquiries from other equine professionals in the area that are looking for help. I just got an email the other day from a small barn that's looking for a student worker. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to start passing that around and seeing if any of our students are looking for that kind of job.
Now, to your knowledge, do other Arizona community colleges offer? Is it extensive of an equine program?
There are several in the state. Scottsdale, further down, I forget the name of the community college.
Scottsdale Community College.
No, I mean in Coconino.
Coconino Community College.
There are several. Quite a few of them have actually patterned their programs on our program.
So ours is one of the earlier ones.
It's been around for a while, and we've been pretty successful. We're still here. You know, to me, that's pretty successful these days.
That's because you picked the right town to have the equine.
Absolutely. And we have a good time with it. And the instructors that we have, besides myself, like I said, Cheryl Nunez, Nina Fry, Bob Earl, you know, we have some really good people involved. Dave Perry teaching our ag mechanics class. Dave is a retired principal educator who you probably know very well.
Well, a little history here is that when we moved, my wife was a teacher at Chino High School, and Dave was the principal then. And I was working at Yavapai College, and we were taking the college president and a few folks around Chino Valley, and we were talking about a Chino Valley campus, and you know, we need to hire a director for the program. And one of us, the mayor, Dan Main, he was mayor at the time, or I said, well, I wonder if John Morgan would be interested. And Dave Perry says, he may be interested, but unless you're darn serious about making this happen, you stay away from him. If you're serious about it, I will support it all the way. Dave, if you're listening, I don't know if you remember that, but I remember that discussion vividly.
Well, John Morgan's been a driving force.
Okay, so how much? So, well, that's all the time we have. So we're going to be finishing up right now, and we'll go on to our final session in just a few minutes. So you've been listening to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Experience the professionals with Johnny's Tree and Landscaping. We are your one-stop shop. We offer a variety of services from tree pruning and removal to full landscape installation and maintenance. Our on-staff ISA certified arborist will assure the maximum health of your trees all year long. At Johnny's Tree and Landscaping, your satisfaction is what we strive for. To set up your free estimate, call us at 830-4977 or visit our website at johnnystreeandlandscaping.com.
Hi folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all the listeners who have been using our services. We greatly appreciate your business. If you haven't called yet, check us out on Facebook or visit us at pvhac.com. We offer affordable service and install pricing 24/7. Call 458-8177 today. Get the details about our 10-year no-worry program. Remember, equipment estimates and second opinions are always free. Call today, 458-8177. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
What's that you say? There's nothing like homegrown fresh eggs. But aren't you a little small for that? Didn't you leave out the part about going home with a nice family, getting through your teenage stage, and then laying the best eggs anywhere, and you say Olson's is the best place to get you? But they have 39 years of experience selling healthy baby chicks, and the knowledge and all the stuff to help your new family keep you healthy. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. It's amazing what you find out when you speak to the experts. The first thing you'll need to do is to go online to olsonsfamily.com and click on Events. Once there, you'll see dates for Olson's How To Chick seminars at each one of our five stores. You can even sign up online. By coming to the seminars, you'll get the first peek at the arrival dates, breeds, and quantities of your new baby chicks. A few months later, you'll be eating the best eggs you've ever tasted. The experts and newbies trust Olson's. We think local, we speak local, and we care local.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Join Prescott Valley Police Representatives and a Yavapai County Supervisor for a free cup of coffee and conversation. The department will be hosting a Coffee with a Cop event at 8 tomorrow morning at Cracker Barrel, located on Highway 69. Prescott Valley Police Officer Jerry Ferguson explains why these events are held.
Coffee with a Cop is a monthly opportunity for the public to interact with police officers and town officials in a casual, non-threatening way where conversation is pleasant and informative.
Ferguson says last month's Coffee with a Cop, which was held at Starbucks on Glassford Hill Road, involved a temporary new employee.
Jason Kaufman, Sergeant of the Prescott Valley Police Department Support Services Section, assumed the role of barista at the drive-through window. The tip jar showed that he performed admirably. All tips went to other employees.
On Thursday morning at 8, Yavapai County Supervisor Jack Smith is scheduled to host a coffee chat at the Step One Coffee House on 2nd Street in Prescott Valley. The discussion topic will be on the 1/4 cent jail district sales tax. The Congress Elementary School District Governing Board has a new member.
Yavapai County School Superintendent Tim Carter has announced the appointment of Brian DeShazzo to the board. The vacancy was created by the resignation of former member Jeannie Cogden. DeShazzo is a graduate of Wickenburg High School, and he's a teacher at Wickenburg Christian Academy and a youth pastor for a church in Congress. Carter interviewed three candidates for the position last Tuesday. He also spoke with current board members and the district superintendent. DeShazzo's term starts today, and he is scheduled to run through the end of the year. A public swearing-in ceremony is set to take place at 5 p.m. at Congress School on February 14th. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
And for the first time in team history and against the odds, it was the Philadelphia Eagles taking Super Bowl 52 yesterday over the New England Patriots 41-33. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy tonight, sunny and clear for your work week. Expect an overnight low of 39 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 63 tomorrow, and a high of 63 again on Wednesday. 38 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Tuesday of 72 and a high on Wednesday of 71. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Napa Know-How.
Why get Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil at Napa for $5.49 a quart? Because that's a good price for high-performance oil. After all, nobody wants mediocre performance. I mean, when's the last time your boss said, here's a raise for being average? So get the good stuff at a good price. Valvoline Full Synthetic, just $5.49. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 2/28/18.
It's Arizona Beer Week, February 8th through the 18th. Enjoy a collaboration beer brewed by four local breweries at Prescott Brewing Company's downtown brewery. They named it Haze Gone Awry. Enjoy this session New England-style IPA at one of the four breweries who collaborated on this brew. Also, enjoy PBC's beer can chicken platter, smoked in-house and slathered in PBC's beer-infused barbecue sauce, and a 12-ounce can of your favorite PBC packaged beer. The whole deal for only $11.99 at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
So we're back with our final guest of the day, but before we get on to that, I wanted to mention our on February 14th, we have the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce Annual Economic Development Luncheon, working with the Town of Chino Valley and GPREP, which is the Greater Prescott Regional Economic Partnership. And we'll be having that at Gabby's Conference Center, just south of the Outer Loop roundabout. Registration and online payments are open right now at chinovalley.org. Talking about economic development in the northern part of our Quad City area, Prescott, Chino Valley and Paulden, we'll have Chino Valley Mayor Daryl Croft, our town manager Cecilia Gritman, the Development Services Director Jason Sanks, Public Works Director Frank Marbury. We'll have the GPREP, a representative from GPREP, Ginger Johnson, and the Yavapai College Economic Development Center Director. Is he the director?
Yes, he's the director.
Okay, and I don't have it. I have my guest here works with him, so that's why I had to ask, is Richard Hernandez. So it should be a great, event. Again, and you'll find registration information and registrations open at chinovalley.org. So with us today for one last time, also from the Economic Development Center, is our guest Catherine Anderson, and we're here to talk about the Job and Career Fair that will be this Friday. It's this Friday. It's hard to believe it's that close.
Yes.
And it'll be at Del Rio Elementary School in Chino Valley from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. And one thing, we understand that there were some people who were confused with that. So let's try to clarify that right now.
Yes. The job fair, the hours are 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And this year we're doing something different where the first hour.
Only the first hour.
We were calling it early admission, but it really is just the first hour. We were opening it for veterans, individuals 55 and older, and job seekers with disabilities. And then at 10 a.m., the job fair is open for everybody else. Now, and I just want to specify, if you fit into one of those three categories and can't make it at 9 a.m., you're welcome anytime up until 2 p.m.
It's just recognizing that some people have limited mobility and a way to thank them for their service to our country.
Yes.
And recognizing that sometimes our seasoned employees, our older employees, have a harder time seeking a suitable employment. And so we wanted to put them in front of some employers as well.
Yes, that's correct.
So what are we up to? I mean, we're jamming with this thing.
We are jamming. We will have 48 businesses there this Friday representing over 700 positions.
700 real jobs.
Yes, 700 real jobs. And so bring your resume, stop on by, and be prepared. And I'd like to take a minute and just talk about what some of those positions are. Now, I don't know what every company will have, but I do know a few. So let's just give some examples. Like the Civitan Foundation, they're hiring for a program director, volunteer supervisor, art instructor, adventure instructor, theater instructor, and more. Delaware North Company, front desk agents, front desk supervisor, housekeeper, HVAC associate, food service cashiers, deli supervisor, and a lot more. DeWitt Brothers Trucking, over-the-road truck driver.
Based in Chino?
Based in Chino, yes. European Techniques, production workers, maintenance technician, diesel mechanic, cabinet installers, and they are also looking for designers for their Flagstaff, Prescott, and Phoenix showrooms. Goodwill retail stores, merchandise, retail processor, retail sales associate, home care assistants. We have Hozhoni Foundation.
Hozhoni Foundation.
I knew I was pronouncing that wrong.
No, very familiar with
that. They're looking for gardener, weekend aid, emergency relief. Humboldt Unified School District, substitute bus aides, substitute classroom aides, substitute custodian, nurses, teachers, district maintenance technician, occupational therapist, and again, many more positions. Now, Lowe's of Prescott, if you're listening to this one and are interested in any of these positions, apply online before Friday. If they like you and call you, they will interview you Friday at the job fair.
So that's for a real job you're already on a list for, and you apply online at Lowe's.com.
Yes. So these positions right now for Lowe's, if you are interested, go online right now and apply. Part-time customer services associate in tools, seasonal customer service associate in outside lawn and garden, seasonal customer service associate front-end cashier. Again, they're planning on doing interviews at the job fair on site Friday for applications that they receive in advance
of the job fair. Apply now. Another interesting thing about Lowe's, not trying to plug them, but I am a customer, they do hire seasoned employees. They have a number of older workers there. I resemble that remark, too. But they are great employees who are out there, and it seems like they go out of their way to recognize that older folks are good employees.
Yes, they do. You know, and that was just a glimpse of some of the positions that are out there. And I just want to take a moment, too, to thank our sponsors this year, because we do have quite a few of them. Yavapai College, the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce, Goodwill of Central and Northern Arizona, Arizona at Work, DES, Fan Contracting, Child and Family Support Services, Drake Cement, the Prescott Area Human Resources Association, and the Prescott Army Recruiting Center.
It's a good group of folks. It's really been a lot of fun working with these people who are very committed to job development in our area. So I also wanted to talk about a couple of these that I have some personal knowledge of. The Civitan Foundation operates summer camps for people with disabilities, and those, I think a lot of those may be seasonal. I'm not positive, but I think those may be seasonal with it, but that's a great organization. They've been around forever. In fact, when I was a kid in the 70s, I volunteered at some of the Civitan stuff. And then the Hojoni Foundation is also, they operate group homes and residences for people, adults with developmental disabilities. My brother, Dan, I can talk about that, lives in one of their homes. And what a great organization they are. They've been very good for him. And I've gotten to know a number of the people who live in their facilities. There are a number of excellent employers on board here. We couldn't ask for a more complete and diverse group of employers coming out to hire our local residents.
And it's quite the gamut of employers.
Yes, a wide range from retailers to construction to nonprofits.
Healthcare.
I think that it's an excellent opportunity. 48, we're up to 48.
Yes, 48.
Gosh, I'm blown away. And you hear every day, I see on Facebook, who's hiring right now? And so I'd respond with this, with the flyer and the link and let folks know about this event. But it doesn't matter if you live in Chino Valley or not. If you live in Ash Fork, come on down. If you live in Prescott Valley, Dewey, Cottonwood, any of these areas,
yes,
come on over. And there'll be another job fair the next week in Sedona. So if you're in Cottonwood, you may want to consider driving just up the road to Sedona. Not that we don't want you here. So this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for folks. And, sometimes we've heard that people get a little offended with what some of our requirements are. And it's not a requirement. These are suggestions to help you be prepared for an interview and impress those people who are hiring. And, we've heard a couple of humorous stories about somebody being offended because they were told they need to dress appropriately.
Yes, we do recommend professional attire when you come to one of these job fairs. And somebody did complain once that they didn't feel they should have to dress professionally, but first impressions really do make a huge difference. This could be your future employer you're meeting, and you want them to remember you at your best. You don't want them to remember you in your pajamas or your slippers or your jeans that are all ripped up or food stains on your shirt or just You want to look your best when you come in the doors that day.
You know, I've been hiring people for about 40 years, and I've also been a job applicant. And when we say dress professionally, it doesn't mean you're wearing a wool three-piece suit for a job at Home Depot or something like that. It just means that you're dressing and you're clean and you're well-groomed and you are ready to make a positive impression on the employer. And something that most people should know is that you really have about 30 seconds to make an initial impression, whether it's your resume. You know, if your resume is disorganized, full of typos, not very well formatted, especially these days with all the software that's available, and you're applying online and you're emailing your resume. I mean, just simple things like saving it as a PDF file will preserve the formatting that you want them to take a look at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you have to get your selling points off, so because they're going to give you 30 seconds when they look at that. They're not going to read 15 pages of a seasoned worker's resume. They're going to look at the highlights.
Right. It's all about selling yourself.
And they're going to notice the person who looks sharp, male or female, comes up to them, looks them in the eye, a good handshake, and says, I want to work for your company. And
yes.
Here's what I can do for you. You need to be ready to talk about how you can contribute to whatever position you're applying for.
That's correct. And just so you all also are aware, at the job fair, we will have Arizona at Work, DES, and Goodwill. And before you go up to some of these businesses, if you're feeling a little nervous, want to bounce some question and answers off somebody before you go talk, or if somebody there wants to know, hey, do you have 5 minutes for an interview? We like you. Feel free to come over and talk to these representatives from Goodwill or Arizona at Work, DES, and say, hey, I need some practice. They would love to help you. That is what they're there for. And where there is another room outside of the job fair that they can sit down with you for a few minutes and make you feel a little bit more comfortable, let you have that time to bounce those questions off or practice speaking or whatever you need. But we want to help you. We are here to help you.
Yeah, every little suggestion you can get before going to an interview should be helpful. And you know, the other things it can do, the opposite order, we just talked about Lowe's, it says apply now, but the opposite order, you could make an impression by handing your paper resume to somebody and they say, well, I'd like you to apply for a job. So what happens then?
Well, we're going to have some laptops right there at the job fair that you could walk out, go into the other room, and apply online immediately. You don't have to go back home. You can do it right there. If you have the resume that you can leave with the company at that time and then go back out to the computer, fill out the resume or fill out the application and go let them know. I've done it. I've submitted it. And here's the resume to go with it. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
And Chino Valley Schools have a guest Wi-Fi network, so that if it's a crowd there and you have your own laptop, go out to your car. Don't bring it in while you're interviewing. Go out to your car, bring your laptop in, and you can log in and use your own laptop if
yes.
you want to. I mean, it's really set up to help people find jobs. That's what we want. We want employment. We want to say that the Chino Valley Job Fair decreased the unemployment rate in Yavapai County.
Yes, we absolutely want to do that. Just make sure you bring your resumes with you, because we will not have a printer there for you to print them out. So bring your resumes.
Right. Bring them already printed out, formatted, and bring a good stack of them. You know, don't bring two or three. Bring 10. Bring more. You know, there may be more that you find as a match.
Right, because you never know. Just because you heard us say carrying presents and you think, oh, well, there's nothing I could do for them there. I don't know what they're hiring for right now, but maybe they're hiring for an office support position or an AP person. And I don't know. I'm not saying they are. But that was just an example that don't judge a book by its cover. Just because you think a business is only that doesn't mean they're not hiring for something that you might be able to do. So bring plenty of resumes with you.
And please come.
Yes, please come.
Yeah, it should be a great day. So we're going to wrap up now. We have a few events coming up that I want to remind you, in addition to February 9th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the 2018 Job and Career Fair at Del Rio Elementary School, as we've been discussing. On the 14th, as I'd mentioned earlier, is the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce Annual Economic Development Luncheon with the Town of Chino Valley and GPREP representing the region. And then at some point, we've just found out we need to reschedule. The local area of the Chamber of Commerce will have a business breakfast roundtable with Mayor Croft and Vice Mayor Lon Turner. And finally, on February 28th, it's not a chamber event, but at the Community Center in Chino Valley is a community outreach meet and greet from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. So thank you all for joining us today. We'll be back next Monday at 4 p.m. for Talk of the Town Chino Valley on KQNA, 1130 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. Thank you.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads, but we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter, and not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Hey! Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
Ah, love. It's a beautiful thing. Like the lovely Valentine's Day special menu at Auggie's. Chef Joel has lovingly created a four-course dinner with choices at each level from appetizer to dessert. Four courses, $40 per person. Don't forget reservations. Call Auggie's at 777-0330. Auggie's Valentine's Day dinner in place of the regular menu, one night only. Auggie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69 with your Valentine.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reprographics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Auggie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.